What's the matter? You look depressed.
I hate working the theater. All the action's on the other side of the mall.
If you were born any time in the past 40 years, you've probably spent a lot of weekends at the mall. Movies like Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Clueless, and Valley Girl made cultural icons out of malls like California's Sherman Oaks Galleria. Romance, heartbreak, intrigue, really cute shoes. It was all happening at the mall. But the malls many of us grew up with have their own life cycles, and all over the country they're fading away.
Enclosed malls have their heyday, a 30-year heyday or so, and now they're being perceived as old and tired, boring, out of style.
Emil Pocock is a professor of history and American studies at Eastern Connecticut State University and a historian of shopping malls. Yes, in consumer-crazed America, we have shopping mall historians. Pocock says big department stores that once anchored malls, like Montgomery Ward, have closed or merged out of existence. Without the foot traffic brought in by the big stores, smaller stores suffered and shoppers went elsewhere. These days, Pocock says, consumers want far more from the mall than a department store and an Orange Julius in the food court.
Like sit-down restaurants, for example, fitness gyms, cinemas. These features weren't necessarily a part of malls in their heyday in the 60s, 70s, and even into the early 80s.
That's hurt older indoor shopping malls that are just too small to bring in the kind of retail outlets consumers seem to want these days. Malachi Kavanaugh, a vice president with the International Council of Shopping Centers, knows just how big Americans' appetite for amenities has grown.
If you think of malls 20, 30 years ago, a good example, maybe Barnes & Noble's, they took about 2,500 to 3,000 square feet of space. Now Barnes & Noble's has a store format that's almost 20,000 square feet of space because they've incorporated coffee bars into their stores and they have seating areas and children's play areas.
So what do you do with a failing mall if it's too small and run down to fit in big new stores? Turn it inside out. One of the first modern shopping malls was Seattle's Northgate Center, built in 1950 as a double strip of stores surrounding an open-air pedestrian plaza. Malachi Kavanaugh says the way forward for many malls may be a trip back to the past.
It's easier in a lot of cases to just demall it, take the roof, open it up, and then you can bring in larger footprints for retailers.
Laurel Mall in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. is a typical older mall in decline. It doesn't look so spiffy. For one thing, you can barely see it from the road. There's a huge crumbling concrete parking deck blocking your view, though some previous owner has tried to soften it up by adding a strange little canvas tent entrance. Things don't improve once you get inside. It's cramped and kind of dark with a lot of vacant storefronts. Even the dollar store is going out of business. Recently, I took a stroll through Laurel Mall with developer Thomas Filatko of Samara Capital Management. The company has just bought the property and is planning a full-tilt facelift.
We look at lots of malls, and you can tell by the color and the paint when it was done. Like, mid-80s is turquoise and pink, or pink and gray. So you can almost pick the year, the last year it was renovated, by the color.
What does this mall tell you when you first came in here and saw its colors?
It was desperate need of a makeover. If you look at the green marble, that's very dated. That was really big in the early 90s. And I think the color palette is a little bit shocking in some regards. It's not really, I think, very soothing.
Filatko describes his company as a mall repair shop. Laurel Mall is the ninth mall the firm is redeveloping, and he believes it can make a comeback. For one thing, he says it's in a good location. Laurel, Maryland is a Washington, D.C. suburb full of affluent young professionals. But right now, they aren't spending their money at the local mall.
This particular project is not really serving the community. Only 4% of the community is coming here. So that means 96% of the community is leaving to shop elsewhere. It's not really the greatest thing for the community.
And it's, you know, we're here. It's still fairly early in the morning, but not that early. It's 10:30 or so, and there's not a lot of foot traffic. I don't see a lot of customers strolling around.
No, and, you know, typically this is the quiet time in the retail business. You know, afternoon picks up. But, yeah, I mean, you'd like to see more tenants here or more customers here, you know, visiting the tenants.
In order to attract those customers, Philatco's company is planning to turn Laurel Mall more or less inside out. The ugly parking deck will go, and the blank gray facade, so typical of older malls, will be turned into a series of storefronts facing the road. Philatco says the new design will try to evoke Laurel's history as a cotton mill town, if a mill town ever had an Old Navy.
And so we looked at historical photographs of the original mills. There's a lot of brick. There was actually ironworks here, so we're going to incorporate a lot of iron. Also part of the history is the racetrack. So we're going to create a children's play area, which will be themed around the racetrack using jockey silks.
The list goes on. Restaurants with outdoor seating, bookstores, a movie theater, and hopefully a new lease on life for Laurel Mall.
Linda, did I show you this? He gave me his card. Ron Johnson, audio consultant.
Maybe we should, like, get a frame for this and put it up on the wall.
Come on, Linda. You're the one who told me I was going to get a boyfriend at the mall.
We started this story at the Sherman Oaks Galleria, birthplace of the Valley Girl and scene of countless movies. It, too, faded away in the 1990s. The Galleria had been in decline for several years when it was damaged by the 1994 Northridge earthquake, and it never recovered. In 1999, the original structure was torn down and replaced with an open-air complex that includes a movie theater, several sit-down restaurants, and an upscale day spa.
Encino's like so bitchin'.